Today's cheer goes to President Obama, who administered the coup de grace to the ill-fated A-76 outsourcing program. The A-76 program had a lot of worthy goals, but the implementation was poorly managed by OMB during the Bush administration, and eventually most agency heads got frustrated and were forced to come to the conclusion that the A-76 process consumed far more resources than it actually saved. So, cheers to Obama. He was right to bury the A-76 program. Today's jeer goes to OMB Director Peter Ortzog. This past weekend, Ortzog was asked why the president would sign a budget that included some 8,500 earmarks. Surprisingly, Ortzog responded, and this is a direct quote, "The president did not yet have the full legislative and appropriations process in place," end quote. I can't believe that there is anyone who believes that that is the real reason. The bad decision by OMB to forego the creation of a rigorous FY09 budget during the Bush administration is now being repeated by Ortzog in the current administration. The cost of Clay Johnson's decision to punt on difficult budget priorities and Peter Ortzog's recent decision to do the same means that taxpayers are going to eat another 8,500 earmarks and spend billions of dollars on projects we don't need and can't afford. All because key leaders in OMB, in both the Bush administration and now the Obama administration, lack the courage to just say no to wasteful spending. What a shame.